A major source of food for the endangered grizzly bear could soon end up being on the endangered species list itself. I'm Bill Schlesinger, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The white-bark pine tree can be found at high elevations throughout the western United States and Canada. Its seeds are an important food source for bears and other wildlife. But enter two invasive species, a fungus called the blister rust and the mountain pine beetle, are wreaking havoc on the tree. Scientists say that rising earth temperatures are allowing the beetle to survive at higher elevations where white-bark pine isn't used to fighting it off. Senior scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council, Sylvia Fallon, paints a dim picture for white-bark pine within Yellowstone.
Most of the white-bark pine in the greater Yellowstone region will be at least functionally extinct within the next several years.
The U.S. government this summer listed white-bark pine as a candidate for the endangered species list. That sets it up to be the first tree of its kind on the list. White-bark is already listed as endangered in Canada. Researchers in both countries are working hard to find ways to fight the invasive species. Diana Tomback is with the White Bark Pine Ecosystem Foundation.
What they are doing for some of the trees that they think are genetically resistant to blister rust is put packets of a chemical that discourage beetles from colonizing a tree. And the results seem to show that in many cases these packets work.
With warming temperatures as the big reason mountain pine beetle is able to thrive in the white bark pine's environment, the tree may be one of the first species to succumb to climate change. For more information about this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Support for Earthwise comes from the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York.